This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's not, what's good, what's hot, it's all part of the trending focus that we have here on this Tuesday, the 20th of August, two-thirds of the way through the month of August in the year 2019. It sounds like that song we had in the Throwback Thursdays. In the year 25, if man is still alive. But I get a lot of audio here today. Audio, audio, wherefore art thou? DJV. With Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen in the studio in Washington. Victoria is in New Jersey. Jennifer in Los Angeles. I'm on the farm in Massachusetts. And none of you are in Disneyland, I guess, right? At the moment, nobody's at Disneyland.
Darn it.
When's the last time you went to Disneyland, Jennifer? When's the last time you went?
That's a good question. It probably was maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago.
A year and a half? Really? How much it cost you to go through it in a day?
It's over $100, but I had a pass for a long time. When you live in California and you're going to go for a day or maybe two during the year, mm-hmm. it's way better to get the pass, even like the lower tiered pass. Even some of the passes are like $1,000. You want to avoid those because maybe unless you're going to go a bunch, you're not going to get your money back. But definitely, I think it was probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago. I let my pass expire though because I wasn't going enough.
Yeah. All right. So Kara. When's the last time you went to any Disney product, any Disney location?
When I was 7. A long, long time ago.
Recently.
Long ago and far away in a galaxy way distant. Okay, so that leaves you, Victoria. What about you and Disney and traveling to a Disney property?
I was probably 12, maybe 11.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Family, so vacation, drive down to Florida, longest drive ever, horrible, mm-hmm.
Kara, do you or Victoria, either of you, Victoria, with your husband Lewis, would you go to Disney in Florida, just jump on a plane, go to Orlando, which is the world's worst airport? Awful. You think
I've
the
never
drive
been
is
that,
bad?
To that one.
Oh,
yeah.
Awful.
Well, you know what? Lewis's parents just bought a place on the west coast of Florida. So,
West coast being what town?
Where is it? I don't know. Somewhere on the Gulf. I don't know. But
on the west coast.
So it's feasible that we could. I actually really, really want to go to the Harry Potter Wizarding World.
That's the only thing I would go for.
Right. Okay.
But I don't know. Do I need to rent a kid for that?
No.
Would it look weird?
There are a lot of adults.
What if I pretend to be your kid? I'll walk around my knees.
Even though I think you're taller than me, but sure.
When I was 7, I took a train down from D.C. to Florida. It was miserable. I was sick. And I just remember my aunt forcing me to go on the Jaws ride because I didn't want to go on, but no one wanted to sit off with me, so I had to go on, and it was horrible.
What's the Jaws ride?
You sit on a boat, and you're, going through water, and there's some kind of mechanical shark underwater, and then you get stuck in a boathouse, and it, comes and tries to eat
you. I've never been to Universal in Orlando. Yeah. I've been to Universal a lot in California, and it's part of the studio tour when you do Jaws.
Well, you see the real...
That's fun.
It's in the Universal Los Angeles... It's the real set for Jaws, and it's hokey as could be.
But it's so fun.
The whole thing is hokey. Yeah, it is kind of fun.
And then you see Norman Bates' house, right? That's on on the tour. Yeah, that's cool.
And now Whoville. You get to go through Whoville.
Who? Who? So the reason we've started with a discussion of Disney is that there is there's a little discomfort, dis-ease. I wouldn't be surprised if this cost Mr. Iger, who's been running Disney for a long time, his job. What's the scoop, Jennifer? You got the
news. There's so many. I know. I forgot. I thought the story was when was the last time you went to Disneyland, but okay. there's a lot of stories out there about the economy right now. A lot of people wondering if we're headed towards a recession, what's going on with some of our big corporations. And
the more you think that, the more likely, because thoughts are things. If you think that,
Yeah.
And then it'll create the reality. Oh, it's time for having a super business. Yeah.
It's because it's good for big investors. People are rooting for it. Yeah. Well, and people are rooting for a recession.
Because the people who are rooting
so
for
weird.
It want to get rid of Trump because that's the.
I have a lot of friends who don't want Trump in office anymore, but they're not rooting for a recession. Who wants that?
I understand that.
Stupid.
But some people are who are stupid.
Yeah, anyway, if you listen to the news media, it's terrible. It's just bad. And the 2020 candidates. All right. But a former Walt Disney Company accountant said that she has filed a series of whistleblower tips now with the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, alleging that the Walt Disney Company has overstated revenue for years. Now, whether this is true or not, Disney is still a gigantic corporation and wildly successful. But Sandra Kuba, K-U-B-A, who is a former senior financial analyst in Disney's revenues operations department, and she worked for the company for 18 years, alleges that employees working in the parks and resorts business segment systematically overstated revenue by billions, with a B, of dollars by exploiting weaknesses in the company's accounting software. She said she'd met with officials from the SEC on several occasions to discuss these allegations. The SEC is not commenting on this, and a Disney spokesperson said the company reviewed her claims and found that they were without merit. Her filings have been reviewed by MarketWatch, and several different employees have come to the table as well to say that there was allegations of boosting revenue, along with adding fictitious revenue for complimentary golf rounds or for free guest promotions, which is another action that she described in her SEC filing, recording revenue of $500 gift cards at their face value when guests actually paid a discounted rate of $395. So lots of claims being made as far as extra promotions and gift card revenue and that sort of thing. Whether or not this goes anywhere, I don't know. The SEC is now the one that will have this, and we'll see what comes out against with the Walt Disney Corporation in the next couple of months.
Well, there are a lot. I'm not much on numbers or trying to understand numbers and how people fiddle with them. What's the old expression? Numbers don't lie, liars would do. There's not something close to that. Figures. Oh, that's what it is. Figures don't lie, but liars figure. So there's that element of reality that people always want to puff up their reports, especially the public company. You run the risk of this sort of thing happening because how do you keep all those people quiet? Here's another story that's come pretty much from the same pew. General Electric saw a huge drop in their stock valuations because a whistleblower has accused the company of issuing fraudulent financial statements to hide their losses. Shares fell off about 11%, which is the biggest drop for about 10, 11 years. Harry Markopoulos, who helped expose Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme, alleges in a report that GE's accounting irregularities total about $38 billion. He's accused GE of committing a bigger fraud than Enron did. Mr. Markopoulos wrote, quote, "My team has spent the past 7 months analyzing GE's accounting. We believe the $38 billion in fraud we've come across is merely the tip of the iceberg." So I want to know who this guy is and why he's onto this, what his real business is. Because stuff like this in the past, when you see reports that are not, that is he a former employee? Does he have a lot of shares in General Electric? I want to know the story behind the story, dig a little deeper into this. General Electric has had a lot of Ichiku Park visitations, if you will. It is one of these companies, been around a long time. They got a little too big for their britches. They started selling off when they started losing money, selling off. This is a company that basically used to be a product manufacturer. And we all know about General Electric washers and dryers and the various electric appliances that General Electric was good at. But then when they had a lot of money, they got into the credit business. And they loaned a lot of money to a lot of big companies who couldn't get credit anywhere else. It was almost like the corporate loan shark. When you borrowed money from GE, you were not in good shape. Because if you can't borrow money and you're a big company, you can't go to Chase or someplace like that, and that's what they became. So they had a lot of questionable financial dealings, and that cost them money. They sold then somebody turned it around. They sold off the financial arm
to make their balance sheet look better. It's just, I find this to be great. Why is, if he's somebody like I think he is, but again, I don't know for sure, but people like this who do these sorts of reports on their own either have large investments or they are ready to make a large investment. They knock the price of the stock down and they buy in, and the price of the stock eventually goes back up again. So I'm not sure whether, you know, Victoria
this
or...
This is pretty public for someone to do that, because if you're going to do that and you've already...
Bernie Madoff had lots of balsam. There are lots of people...
Right, but we know what happened to him, so I'm just saying I don't know that that's the case here. Because
I don't either. I'm just speculating.
Pretty dumb. Yeah. To basically tell everyone, this is my whistleblowing report while you're buying stock on the other side. I don't know. I think the SEC would see that.
Well, but, you know, he doesn't have to buy into his name. He can be buying in somebody else's name. These guys they know every trick in the book. The SEC has a hard time keeping the reins on this business now because it's worldwide. You know, there's nothing to keep somebody in New York and calling up a guy in Tokyo and say, hey, buy all this stock for me, will you please? You know, that kind of stuff. So there's that. Let's hope it doesn't happen because GE is a great American company. If it is fraudulent, then I suppose, you know, what is it? They've been trying to protect the company. There's too many questions unanswered here. Let's watch it and see what happens over the next week or so. Meanwhile, in another business story, Shell workers were told to attend a Trump speech or not get paid. Thousands of workers at the Pennsylvania Shell plant were forced to choose between attending Trump's speech last week, use paid time off, or not get paid at all. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette says Shell sent a memo. Are they that dumb that they would do this? How?
Was it during work hours or something? Or what? Yeah, I guess it would have been, huh?
Yeah, it was during work hours. Those who attended expected to stand for hours through lunch. We weren't allowed to eat. Some were told not to protest. Workers who chose not to attend wouldn't be eligible for overtime pay. I don't think it can be that flagrant, frankly. I don't know. There's so much negative stuff about Trump. Whether he brings it all on himself or not, I guess, remains to be seen. But according to much of the news media, there's nothing the guy can do. The air that he breathes is poison. Everything's bad about him, and I just it's overkill. It's way beyond where it should be, as far as I'm concerned. Is the guy a great human being? No. Is he a good president? You know, it depends on how you look at it. But my God, the world, according to most of the news media, every time Trump does, you know, passes gas, he's going to poison half the planet. It's gotten to the point where it's ludicrous. It's like cartoonish, even. I don't know the specifics about the Shell thing. If it's true, it's in pretty bad judgment on the part of the people at Shell. I mean, you think this stuff isn't going to get out? But then again, you know...
Shell claimed that they didn't write the memo, but they didn't deny that the memo had been circulated around. So yeah. Someone else, I guess, wrote it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you can see where... I guess that they want their workers to vote for Trump. That's what they're pushing for.
It's
so
good for business. Here's something that's good for you if you're trying to lose weight and lose it the safe way. Calitrin. Calitrin. I feel like, you know, there was an old show on TV called Have Gun, Will Travel, and it starred Richard Boone. He played a character named Paladin. And for some reason, every time I say Calitrin, I want to sing, Calitrin, Calitrin, where do you go? Calitrin, Calitrin, help us all lose weight. That's the way my mind works. Just like that. Collagen is the number one ingredient in Calitrin. And that's the natural part of it. It's all natural. It's a way to safely lose weight and keep it off. Take it from me. This really works. And there are so many people who have testimonials at toploss.com. If you're looking to lose weight and keep it off, the message is the same, and it's very clear. This week's special, buy 3 bottles, get 2 free, an additional 10% off, free shipping, too. Use the code DJB when you're shopping to lose the weight and keep it off at calitrin.com or toploss.com. DJB code. Buy 3 bottles, get 2 free, 10% off, and free shipping. Calitrin.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just a lonely, I could die. Oh, although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom.
There's the Elvis person, 24 after the hour here on this Tuesday on the DJV show with Jen and Victoria and the Kara. And Miss Presley, Netflix, adding the King of Rock and Roll to its roster of animated series with a new show called Agent King. The animated show images Elvis trading his white jumpsuit for a jetpack as he's inducted into a secret government spy program to help battle dark forces that threaten our country, the country he loves, all while holding down his day job as the most famous rock and roller on the planet.
Series like Mary Jem and the Holograms.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. Series announcement comes near the 42nd anniversary of Presley's death. That's, let's see, what is it? Tomorrow is the death of, is the,
It was the 16th of August.
Let's say, oh, the 20th, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm a week behind. Priscilla, the wife, serving as co-creator and executive producer, she's on it, man. She managed his estate and his money very well. She says, from the time Elvis was a young boy, he always dreamed of being the superhero fighting crime and saving the world. Agent King lets him do that. My co-creator John Eddy and I are excited to be working with Netflix and Sony Animation on this amazing project and getting the chance to show the world an Elvis they haven't seen before. That's where the cape came from. Remember Elvis always wore a cape? You know,
oh,
the
yeah.
reason behind it?
That's
because
right.
he wanted
yep.
to be a superhero. Yeah. I'd forgotten about that.
It's kind of
brought
fun.
That back there.
And
yeah.
you know what? He was. He was a superhero of music.
He was.
Yep.
Yep.
His kryptonite was a peanut butter sandwich and a lot of drugs on a toilet, but you know.
Yeah, right.
you know.
The fashion designer for the show, John Varvatos, custom
Varvatos.
Designing.
Yeah.
Who's who?
John Varvatos. He designs pretty much every rock star wardrobe from all of Aerosmith to Paul Weller. Yeah, everybody. He's very well known in that genre, so this is perfect for him to come up with
Elvis
wardrobe.
So there are other shows like this on Netflix, too? What else?
They have a ton of animated shows that are coming up that are for adults. But,
really?
Yeah, they have, like, when I looked at the list yesterday, it's really long. Most of it doesn't even make sense to me, but this show I would watch. This makes sense.
Well, the music. I want to hear the music. I think is it going to be full of music?
I'm sure it will be. If he's going to also be the pop star, then
I'd watch it for the music, frankly. All right, so there's something very creative and interesting.
High class.
Let's keep moving to another superhero, the Boss. After Warner Brothers announced that the studio acquired Bruce Springsteen's concert documentary, Western Stars, first official trailer was released yesterday, directed by Springsteen and Tom Zimney. The film will feature a performance of Springsteen's latest album, Western Stars, in his historic barn, driven by narration and some archival videos. This ought to be interesting. The trailer shows sweeping cinematic images of the American West, footage of a contemplative Springsteen as he speaks on themes of love, loss, regret. He says, spent 35 years learning how to let go of the destructive part of my character. We all have our broken pieces, emotionally, spiritually. No one gets away unhurt. So true, isn't it, huh? Another Springsteen-centric Warner Brothers film, Blinded by the Light, hit the theaters last week. Western Stars, supposed to be released. Anybody go see the one?
No, but I heard it's really good.
No.
It's kind of a sleeper because it's a British film, but people are really liking it.
I want to see what the Chucker has to say about that. All right, there it is, The Boss here on The Boss Sound of Big Time, the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and Kara, 28 after the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost and for...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Planned Parenthood opting to now leave the federal family planning program rather than comply with new abortion restrictions. A statement released by the nonprofit saying the Trump administration has forced grantees out of Title X through what it calls an unethical and dangerous gag rule on health care providers. Title X's a decades-old bipartisan program for affordable birth control and reproductive health care. The acting president and CEO of the organization says they'll use emergency funds to provide services to patients, but the impacts of leaving the program are going to vary state by state. While publicly denying there's one on the horizon, the White House reportedly putting plans together in case there's a recession, including a possible payroll tax cut. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour now on the Tuesday DJV program, here, there, and everywhere. Hello. Celebrating, what am I celebrating? I'm celebrating 1988, so 31 years, start of the 32nd year this fall of me being on in a network syndicated sort of way where people could actually hear me here, there, and everywhere. And you know how wonderful it is to have found the coordination, the combination of Jennifer Horn, who's been actually with me for a long time, Victoria Keelan. Are you going on 4 years? How long have you been here?
It was 3 years in March.
Yeah. And so Kara, can't believe it's been 5 years, right? Or has it been more than that even? I don't even remember when you... I think she can't talk because she's right too again. I can't
I think Kara's in... Is it five?
I think it's close
to
five.
Yeah, I started in November of 2014, so almost
five.
Yeah, almost five. Happy birthday to me. All right, let's see what's going on here. I forgot to ask Victoria... whether she was going to talk about. She loves all things New York. There's Victoria has never seen a New York story that she didn't want to pursue. This yesterday we made reference to the fellow who was involved in Eric Garner's death.
Mm-hmm.
And, how many years ago was this now? Refresh my memory.
2014.
So five years ago.
Yep.
So the police commissioner finally fires this guy after 5 years.
Yep.
Which seems to be a miscarriage of justice. Does he have civil action can be filed by the family against him? Is that where this
you
is
know,
now?
I, I'm not sure. I think right now he's been fired from his position, and I think because the Department of Justice in July, William Barr, the Attorney General, he decided not to pursue the case and not to pursue charges. He said there wasn't enough evidence. Obviously there is, because a panel of judges in New York yesterday reviewed all of the evidence. There's video footage. The guy put a chokehold, which is completely against the rules of an arrest on the street.
Yeah, it's
The people of New York have been crying out loud for this guy to get fired for 5 years. So I don't know what William Barr's deal was, but New Yorkers are not pleased with it. And the family of Eric Garner obviously has been in turmoil for 5 years. So I'm not sure if civil action can be brought.
I think it can.
I hope it can, because it will be some justice. Now, the weird thing is the union that this guy belonged to, the police union, they are apparently livid with this news. So I guess they were standing behind their guy, but the judges, the panel of judges in their statement yesterday said that the officers that they interviewed who were supposedly corroborating Pantaleo's story, they said they found those officers to be unreliable.
Pantaleo's the name of the officer.
Yes. Yes. They found their stories to be unreliable at best. So this is a case of the cops sticking together, and now the union is outraged that they fired him. But, this is social justice for sure. You still see people 5 years later wearing I Can't Breathe T-shirts. This is very much a hot-button issue, and it never went away.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the latest on that. Another name in the news today, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, has married his longtime girlfriend, Lauren Hashian. Is that how you pronounce her name?
I think so, yeah.
Hashian. Surprise wedding, Johnson wrote in his Instagram post, I do, we do. Posted pictures of their special day. He's from Hawaii, and that's where they got married on Sunday. He took sharp, he looked very, look at the outfit. You see that? All white.
Yeah, he looked great.
She looked
really nice, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To top off the look, he wore green and cream-colored Lays. He married, let's see here, she's 34 years old.
How old is
The Rock?
They
have a child?
They have two kids together.
45, 46.
Is he in his 40s? Okay.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, no, well into his 40s.
Yeah.
So, she wore, this is for you ladies, a 12,500 fitted cream gown. Okay, so what? What does that mean?
It's a designer gown for $12,000.
Why would it be important that it cost $12,000?
Because
I know you wrote this story.
Now,
hold on a minute. I know you wrote this story because this means something to you and to all the women who are listening.
Yes.
To me, it means absolutely zippo.
But every bride wants to know the cost of another bride's bridal gown. It's just a thing.
Never been to it. What's it like to go to a nude wedding? I wonder what that would be.
So bizarre.
That's just
a nude
weird
wedding.
I don't know. It'd be interesting.
No. Only you. I think you need to go on a date. That's been a lot of, like, clickbait.
You need some lady to take you skydiving.
Yeah.
Anyway, the two of them met one another while filming The Game Plan 13 years ago. A year later, they confirmed their relationship. They've had two children, one 3-year-old Jasmine and 60-month-old Tiana. And he gets along well. He's got an older daughter that lives in Northern California. He's always up there looking, seeing her.
I think she's in college now, right?
Yeah, she was Miss Golden Globe, too. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
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 He gets along well with his first wife, I think, too.
Yeah, they have a company together.
Yeah. I think she's like his manager or something.
Yeah, I think she is. Yeah.
Well, he certainly made this lady wait a long time. 2006 when they started, plus two kids.
I thought that they were married, actually. Isn't that funny? In my mind, they were totally married already, but.
Well, it's good to wait a while. They don't want to overdo things.
I like The Rock. I can't be angry.
I do too. Very likely.
I mean, I wouldn't wait 13 years for a guy to marry me, but okay. Good for
you
her.
So if Lewis was still...
With the cash cow Rock? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Well, that all you're interested in is his cash? What is... Wait a minute.
No, but like, people get married for security, but you've already got it if you're dating The Rock.
Right. Maybe that's my problem. Anybody who's with me is not secure. That could be it. Today is National Radio Day. Every year on this date, National Radio Day, recognizing the invention of the radio.
Let's hope it doesn't sound like that.
First went on. Well, when it first went on. Some days it sounds like that. Today, you know that and I know that. There were a couple of inventors who had a part in radio back in the late 1800s in Germany. The research of Heinrich Hertz, later developed the car rental company, proved electricity could be transmitted wirelessly. And then the multiple patents of inventor Nikola Tesla, yes, the same person for whom the car is named, provided the radio with what he called the Tesla coil. And that's what is used to power the car, if you didn't know that. He's from Croatia, also contributed a lot of patents involving alternating current, advancing the science and production of a lot of different inventions. When it comes to the first commercially available wireless radio, though, Italian Guglielmo Marconi got the honor. Guglielmo. I actually pronounced
that
correctly.
I'm highly suspect of that. Yeah.
What, the way I pronounced it? Guglielmo? Guglielmo. Elmo with a
googly. Oh, that sounds better. Definitely yeah. Googly Elmo.
Yeah. It's the Sesame new Tickle Street. Me Elmo.
Yeah. Wow. His radio shop was next door to Mr. Hooper's on Sesame Street.
All right, so the first use of the wireless radio was in the military. How many great inventions have happened because they were invented for war purposes? Pretty amazing, actually. On board the Titanic at the time of its sinking, a Marconi wireless broadcast was sending out the distress SOS signal. Didn't do much good. 1906, the first radio broadcast of voice and music for entertainment purposes aired. Reginald Fessenden transmitted the program from Brant Rock, Massachusetts, which is up on the North Shore, to the general public. So, follow along here. 1931, two out of five homes had a radio. By 1938, four out of five owned a radio. In October of 1999, the first satellite radio broadcast occurred. According to the FCC, at the end of 2012, there were more than 15,000 licensed broadcast radio stations in our country. More than 71% of people surveyed listened to the radio in their car. 67% of people listen to the radio every day. Nearly one in two love to sing along on the radio. It's sing-along time. Sing along with me. We're on our way to the sports. Former Cincinnati Bengals running back. What? What'd you say?
I feel like I'm having a fever dream.
You're having an attack? Is that what you're, is that your problem?
No, there's something that's happening. Even really? My cat jumped away.
Really? My cat never had any good day. The only thing I met I think I've only met that cat once. No, twice. And
yeah, once when you were breaking into my house.
Yes, that's right.
The second time at a Christmas party.
The second time at the party. She tried to drink my drink. I should have known if she liked it, I wouldn't. From the Cincinnati Bengals. Cedric Benson, who was a running back, died in a car crash. He was 36, motorcycle and a minivan. Never a good combination. I've seen more people driving.
Which one
a guy
was he in or on? Was he on the motorcycle?
Down the street.
I sort of heard a little bit of this story.
I believe he was on the motorcycle. Mm. The motorcycle hit a white minivan, so he wasn't driving the minivan. You can be sure of that. And the vehicle and the person exploded, basically. What a horrible way to die. Oof. So, that's too bad. Does anybody know what's going on with Colin, am I pronouncing it right?
Kaepernick.
You always make fun of me. Yeah, what's going on with him?
I don't know.
Is he in a uniform? He's not playing for anybody, is he?
Yeah. No. I don't think so. It'll be interesting to see what team Jay-Z buys into and if they hire Colin. But
well, I think that's why I made reference to it. Because he said that Jay-Z never took a knee, and I didn't. Okay, so what if he never took a knee? That he has no credibility with the black community if you haven't taken a knee? Is that what that means?
I don't know what he meant by that. It seems very odd that Jay-Z has supported Colin Kaepernick for a long time, and I think the fact that Jay-Z is now becoming a partner with the NFL and is buying a major stadium.
The NFL is a bad guy, yeah, right.
I think that's Colin Kaepernick all of a sudden has now turned on Jay-Z, and I think Jay-Z is doing the right thing. If you want to affect change, you can't just stand and scream about it for 5 years, I don't have a job. You have to get in there and actually do the work, and I think Jay-Z is doing it the right way.
Colin Kaepernick's an idiot. Can we just do it?
I don't disagree with his point, though. With Colin Kaepernick's original protests, police brutality, we just talked about the Eric Garner story, story. I don't disagree with that at all.
I guess I just don't buy it. I think he fell into it. He realized he was getting attention because he was getting cut from that team. Yeah. He was like a couple weeks away from being cut from the 49ers when all this started, and I think he fell into it, and now he knows it's the only thing he's got because it's what's keeping him fed, like Nike and picking him up as his spokesperson. But I don't know. I don't know.
How's the preseason
going? I feel like when you
have
a platform like he did, you can affect change in so many different and positive ways. Mm. And I don't know that he's there.
I've seen a lot of pictures of helmet-to-helmet hits in the preseason, but how, generally speaking, the Patriots still, there was the every day there's something different locally here on Brady. Yesterday the news was that he doesn't ever drink plain water. He always has electrolytes in his water. That was the headline.
His diet fascinates a lot of people. Yeah. He's been very, he doesn't eat tomatoes or eggplants or any nightshades, and he's very, and I think it all comes from Giselle, really, but people are fascinated by his diet.
Yeah. All right, let's see, the Dodgers still in first place, Jennifer?
They are, yes.
Are they really? Okay. Something else to be ignored. All right, let's go to television. I don't ignore Jennifer when it comes to the TV report. What is on tonight? Looks good. This sort of new stuff is creeping.
I'm not going to tell you now because you're mean.
Yes, I'm a meanie. Dougie is a meanie.
Well, where are his Red Sox, Jen?
I don't know, but I don't think they're in first place.
Red Sox? No.
Because the Yankees are in first place.
Yeah, they suck. Okay, so what else is going on? Television. Can we go back to television? Good sport. The Patriots game is on TV tomorrow night. Is it tomorrow? Thursday night, I think.
Thursday.
First national
I'm not
game.
Ready for football. I'm just. Well,
it's coming. Yeah. Be ready. September
I'll tell you
the
something. These guys, yesterday it was 95 degrees with 95% humidity here. Mm-hmm. It is the last 2 or 3 days have been sweltering hot. It can't be any fun to play in or to practice in, for sure.
It's good for them. Sweat out all the toxins of the off-season. All right, here all we go. Yep. Season finale, Animal Kingdom. That's a show with Ellen Barkin. That's on TNT at 9 o'clock. That's right.
Dark, and then, but it's interesting.
Another season finale on FX. This one with Billy Porter. It's called Pose. That ends tonight on FX at 10 o'clock. Deadliest Catch is new tonight. You'll want to check that out on Discovery at 8 o'clock. Bachelor in Paradise continues on. That's at 8 on ABC. Mysteries Decoded is focused on the Mothman. That's on CW at 9 o'clock. And the quarterfinals are in full swing on America's Got Talent. That's NBC at 8 o'clock tonight.
All right. There's the story. Run down. Or run up to your television set. Those of you who have it upstairs, downstairs, wherever, have a good time. But make sure you pay attention to the radio during your day, because on the radio you get special deals like we have with MyPillow. It's a pretty cool deal. A lot of people are talking about this. End of summer special from MyPillow as a thank you to all the listeners to the DJV program who have paid money and gotten pretty good deals already. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Special. You can buy all the pillows. For example, the body pillow, usually it's $89.99, now $29.99. Save $60. That's two-thirds, 65% off. The deals go from 50% to 65% off right now. 60-day money-back guarantee on all their products. Come on. You need pillows. You need mattresses. You need toppers. You need sheets. Let's go. Let's get them. At MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save all that dough. The body pillow is $29 right now. Enter the promo code DJV for all of these great specials. It's MyPillow.com, code DJV. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJD program. All right, let's try that again. 53 after on the DJD program. It's Tech Talk time now. Victoria uncovering some secret trolls. The sites that pushed, I thought this was interesting, just a note of the money being made by sites that push disinformation. Made $235 million last year. Where's the money come from, though? Who the people who want disinformation spread, I guess, Victoria?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
They pay for it.
Yeah, well, a lot of dough. All right, Facebook and Twitter have uncovered some trolls. What's the story behind the story with that?
Well, this is not dissimilar to what you were just mentioning. Twitter and Facebook have uncovered and suspended a network of fake accounts that were believed to have been operated by the Chinese government. And this happened on Monday. Both Twitter and Facebook disclosed their investigations into a coordinated information operation. And that apparently, essentially what they found was the Chinese government is intending to sow political discord around the protests taking place in Hong Kong. And so according to Twitter, 936 accounts created within the People's Republic of China were found to be deliberately and specifically spreading lies in an attempt to undermine the legitimacy. 936 accounts is what they found so far. Yep. And this is just about Hong Kong. If you think about the scope of what the Russians did, the same thing in our last presidential election, that was in the millions. This is just 936 accounts about Hong Kong.
You know what this does? It just brings back around, is technology a blessing or a debacle?
No, it's both.
Debacle. Yeah,
it's both. And so they found that essentially the Chinese government, they really don't want any legitimacy for the Hong Kong protests. And they want everybody to think that it's just a complete farce and that it's not real, because it is affecting their economy at this point. And it's affecting the economy in Hong Kong as well. So China wants it to all end. And obviously, China is not really big on free speech anyway, so that's
really,
another part of this. Yeah. So Twitter actually issued a statement yesterday saying all the accounts have been suspended for a range of violations of our platform manipulation policies. The network discovered by Facebook was a smaller one. So this is kind of interesting. They didn't really target Facebook as much. They went after Twitter in a much bigger way. And so Facebook only found 7 pages, 3 groups, and 5 accounts that trace back to China. They were removed. Now, it did influence almost 20,000 people. They found a direct link on Facebook to these fake accounts. And so Facebook and Twitter are actually forbidden in mainland China. What a shock. But they are allowed in Hong Kong. And so Facebook, that's the reason that Facebook is doing, or that China is doing this now, because they want people in Hong Kong who are reading Facebook and Twitter, they want them to see this fake news that they're creating. And so,
remember back in the bad old days when it first came out, anybody caught using Facebook or other social media got executed in China? That was...
Didn't remember that, but wow.
Years ago.
Pretty wild, yeah.
Nintendo has made upgrades to their new Switch model. Let's find out how that works.
The Geek Out.
The newest version of the Nintendo Switch is hitting stores, and if somehow you recently bought the original model, the kind-hearted souls of Nintendo will allow you to trade it in for a new model by only paying return shipping. Now, the new model's big thing is better battery life, so if you bought an original after July 17th, you're eligible for the free upgrade. Now, if your Switch is older than that, GameStop is offering a trade-in deal that would reduce the cost of a new Switch to down to $75. Your old Switch has to be in full working condition to qualify. So no matter if your original Switch is brand new or older, there are some upgrade paths to the new model, and we've posted links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, so meanwhile, we were talking about Tesla and the original Mr. Tesla having a big impact on electric current. Tesla, now the company, is getting into another business, it would seem, Victoria.
Well, yeah, this is actually, they're rebooting a business from, it's definitely at least a year ago. We talked about their solar panels. And so the solar panel business that they originally started, they're now getting back into it. Now these, they have, what's interesting about this, they have solar panels, but they don't look like the clunky solar panel.
You can dump the theme, please. Go ahead, Victor.
Oh, sorry. You can, solar panels that Tesla makes don't look as clunky as ones that we're normally used to seeing. And so they are much sleeker, they're thinner. Essentially, they're built the same way, but they just have a nicer aesthetic feel to them. One of the things that is super cool about the Tesla tiles is that you can now rent them. If you don't want to commit to buying solar panels, you can rent them for $50 a month. And the tiles are absolutely gorgeous. They look just like roofing tiles, but they're made of glass.
Good job. 59 past the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.